7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Happy Easter to all of you listening to the program this morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And again, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Coming up shortly, some bad news for the farming industry. And it's something that the Monsanto company, the people that make Roundup, have put together. And when President Obama signs it, and he is expected to, agriculture will change as we have known today. So it's not good news, and we'll give you all the information in the coming hour. We're going to go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this Easter morning?
First up, we've got Gail from Mass with a question about forsythia.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you too, Paul. Enjoy your show all the time.
Thank you.
Remember you said that you could bring the forsythia shrubs in, not the shrub, but
the branches.
The branches in.
Yep.
Do you put them, when you put them in a vase, do you have water or no water?
You put them in water.
In water. Okay.
I try and cut my branches between 2 and 3 feet tall, depending mm-hmm. on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if the end of the branch is the size of a pencil, what I do is I take a pair of hand pruners and I split the stem in half. I don't break it off, but I just split it. It seems to help the water to get up the stem a lot faster.
Okay.
I fill the vase about 3/4 full of water, mm-hmm. and I use warm water.
Okay.
Keep it in a near a brightly lit window, and within a 2-week period, that forsythia will be in full bloom.
Mm,
now,
okay.
When it gets done blooming, you've got your choice. Choice number one is, well, the flowers are going to fall. They're going to turn black, and then little green leaves are going to begin to form where the flower was. And you can either throw it away, or if you add a liquid food to your water, it will develop a root system, and every single stem that you put in that vase will begin to make a root. And within a 4 to 6 week period, the root system will be anywhere from 2 to 3 inches in length. And then you just find a section in your yard that gets lots of light, dig a good size hole, add some compost, manure, and really prepare the soil properly, and put 3, 4, 5 of these individual branches in a grouping. And you'll have a brand new shrub that will do very, very well for you. And you can start a whole hedge of forsythia doing it that way.
Yes, I have done that, and it does work very well. Okay. But now, can I have another question?
Sure.
I bought an everlasting hydrangea at a nursery, okay, last year. It's pink. It doesn't seem to bloom all the way. It has little nubs, almost like little buds, but they never open. Would this dynamite help it?
The dynamite would definitely help it. Now, when are you pruning the hydrangea, Gail?
I haven't trimmed it at all yet.
Perfect. Okay. The one error that a lot of us make is we prune it in the fall or we prune it in the early spring. And on all of your hydrangea, wait until you see that the buds that are dormant on the plant right now begin to swell and they actually show a little bit of green. Once you see the green, then remove everything from the plant that has died or the buds have not matured, and that will clean it up. It will help to activate the buds that are beginning to turn green, and it will increase flower production, and then put this dynamite on it. And for a plant that, let's say, is 3 to 4 feet tall in the same width, I would put maybe 3 or 4 tablespoons of this product, scratch it in, and then water. And then every time it rains, every time you water that plant for the next year, for the next growing season from May until October, that plant will get a steady diet of fertilizer. When we had a nursery in Maine, we grew mums, we grew hanging baskets, we grew containers with mixed plants in them, and we used this NutriCoat, which is now dynamite for the retail market. Same product, same quality, and I'll tell you, once you switched over from Osmocote to Dynamite, you won't believe the difference. And like tomato plants, you dig a hole, you put a teaspoon in the hole, work it in, set your tomato plant in it, put a teaspoon on top of the soil, scratch it in, and that's all the fertilizing you need to do for the entire year in your garden.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Gail, and you have a wonderful Easter holiday.
You also. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, this time of the year, there's a lot that needs to be done. We should get started because, you know, all of a sudden, it's going to happen. The weather's going to get nice. The trees are going to begin to pop their buds. We'll have magnolias in bloom soon. The dogwoods, the flowering cherries. The weather has got to get better than it is right now. So let's think positive and start on your lawn. Walk your grass today between your Easter dinner and a way to help to move everything that you've maybe eaten a little bit too much of. And look at the grass. If you see visible moss and the grass is weedy and thin, now, weeds will grow better in the soil that's acid. So if you have moss, you're going to have more weeds than a lawn that does not have moss because weeds prefer an acid soil. The days of using a whole carload of lime is over. And I remember working retail garden centers, people would come in on Saturday and Sunday, and we would put 10 to 20, 50-pound bags of lime in their car, and you would think that the front wheels would almost come off the ground because there was so much weight in the trunk. Because one 50-pound bag of lime will treat 1,000 square feet of lawn. So if you have a half an acre of garden and lawn, you need 20 bags. Well, you don't need to do that anymore because you can buy something called Turf Turbo made by Bonide. And one bag will treat 5,000 square feet. So you would need 4 30-pound bags in place of 20 50-pound 2 pound bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. The old-fashioned powdered lime is stone, and it's going to take up to 6 months to work, while the Turf Turbo is a man-made product that will give you results in a two-week period. It will sweeten the soil. It will make it very difficult for the moss to continue to grow. It will kill some of it. And because the soil is sweeter, your weeds will have a more difficult time to grow in your lawn. Now, this is also the time, and you've got plenty of it left, but it's the beginning of the time where you want to get a fertilizer and a crabgrass preventer down on your lawn. And it's called Phase 1. Jonathan Green, Bonide, they both have Phase 1. And it's a fertilizer and a crabgrass preventer. It will kill the seed. Now, if you want to plant a new lawn, be sure you tell the salesperson, because they also sell a starter fertilizer with a different ingredient that allows you to plant grass seed. But let them know ahead of time.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's Sunday and Easter, and we wish you all a happy Easter. May you have a wonderful time with your family today. And if we can help you with your gun, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Mass with a question about turf or TurboTurf.
Dave, good morning and happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul, and to you. Paul, I called last week on the TurboTurf, and I looked for it based on Bonine's website for the dealers, and unfortunately none of the dealers in my area seem to carry it. So I found Jonathan Green Magical for...
Yes.
And I'm wondering if they're equivalent products or not, because they say it's really fast-acting, and I only need similar amounts as versus TurboTurf. And I'm wondering if it would work the same, or if I should just wait and... till maybe they get it in the TurboTurf.
They are both very, very similar. Jonathan Green came out with a product 2 years ago. Bonide has come out with their version, which is, again, basically the exact same product. So April is traditionally a month where most of us get more rain than we do at any time of the year. And the secret to getting the Turf Turbo or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal is to apply it to your lawns, to your gardens now, then have the rain wash it in, and then change it from a granular or a powdered product to a liquid that will wash in and neutralize the acidity of your soil so that the grass will grow better. Your plants will be able to use the fertilizer that you apply easier. What happens is, if your soils are acid, and it doesn't matter if it's the lawn or the garden, the acidity will grab a hold of the fertilizer in your soil, Dave, and it will hold it. So when you make the soil less acidic, it has a tougher time to grab a hold of it and prevent the plant from using it. So it becomes more available. Your grass will grow thicker. Your vegetables, your flowers, your annuals, perennials, and even your shrubs and trees can now use the once unavailable food that was in the ground because you've made the soil less acidic. So if you can get the Jonathan Green, pick it up, get it applied to your lawn, to your gardens, and everything will grow a lot better. But they are very, very similar in fashion.
Terrific. Thank you. Now, should I apply it right before, for instance, it's supposed to rain tonight. I have the ability to apply it today. Should I? Because it's not supposed to rain for something.
If you're able to put it down today and the rain comes, the sooner you get it there, the sooner it's going to help to green up the lawn and to wake up your perennials, to wake up your plants. And, you know, the other thing that's nice about the Turf Turbo or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal, we have all been taught through radio, through TV, through gardening magazines, that our plants are broken up into two categories, acid-loving and plants that don't like an acid soil. And when I went to college, I was taught the same way. Well, it's not really that way. It's plants that will tolerate acid soil. So plants like rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, holly, and boxwood, you know, most of your evergreen, they've been considered acid-loving. They will really tolerate the acidic soils more than the other types of plants. If you can add Turf Turbo or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal to rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, and mountain laurel, you make the soil less acid. You free up the fertilizer, and the end result is these flowering plants will produce more blossoms for next year. These same plants and non-blooming evergreen plants, like yews and junipers, arborvitae, hemlock, you add the Turf Turbo or the Magic Cal, you help them to make more new growth, so they'll grow bigger, thicker, fuller, and you end up with a plant that's a lot hardier in the long run. So get a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There, you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning on the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about violets.
Good morning, Mike, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have violets in my backyard. And a couple of years ago, it was so bad, I even used Roundup, and I reseeded, and they still came back. And I'm just wondering, do I have a solution, or is this a permanent problem?
No, it's not a permanent problem, and you no longer have to use Roundup, because Roundup is going to kill everything. It's going to kill the good grass as well as the weeds in your lawn. Now, I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to buy a product called Weed Beater Ultra.
I've tried it, and it didn't
work.
Did
you give it two applications a week apart?
I did not.
That's the secret. The first application weakens it. The second application will knock it out. And if you have a real bad infestation with a lot of mature plants, you may even need a third. But it's the only product that I know of on the market today Weed Beater Ultra that will take care of the violets. And you can buy it in a concentrate with a built-in sprayer. So you just attach it to your hose, spray it, and you do it on a day that it's going to be above 45 degrees. And then repeat it about a week to 10 days later. And you should be in good shape. So I'm going to say we are behind schedule because of the cold weather. My house in Maine, we still have snow on the ground.
I do too.
I'm not going to be killing any weeds in my lawn for a bit yet. But yep. I know that most of southern New England, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, is pretty well open, and once you hit 45, give it a good soaking, wait a week to 10 days, do it again, but you want to make sure that your violets are about an inch in diameter, the leaf itself, and you can see that they are growing. But the Weed Beater Ultra is the only product that will take care of it. And it does work very, very well. I had some in my yard. My mom had a flower bed with some beautiful purple violets. And when she passed away, I dug them from the garden, brought them home, planted them in my perennial bed. And over the next 3 years, they popped seeds and they had violets all over the lawn. I went in with two applications of the Weed Beater in the grass itself, and they all disappeared. So it does work well. But stay away from cleanup because it kills everything, and then you got to start all over again. Okay? Did you have any other questions?
Yes, I was walking around my yard yesterday, and I noticed on my Quazon cherry tree and weeping cherry tree, about, maybe 4 feet up, there's almost like a blister where the bark is coming off. Should I leave that alone or do something with it?
Is it cracking?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What it probably is, and I have a weeping cherry at my house in Maine, and I had that happen, the tree was probably 4 or 5 years old. It's on the southwest side of your tree. And so what happens is the sun comes up, it heats the bark of your tree, and the tree is papery. It's not chunky type bark. It's a smooth skin, and it's papery. So during the day, it absorbs the heat of the sun. As the sun sets, then that tree cools. So let's say, for example, your outside temperature is 25 degrees. The sun hits the bark of the tree. It warms it up to, let's say, 35 degrees and keeps it at 35 all day long. When the sun sets, the bark cools very, very quickly. And this constant freezing and thawing will actually crack. So for now, leave it alone. And in time, it will heal itself. Now, what I did on my tree, and I found that it did help a great deal, in late April, when the tree comes into bloom, you're going to notice that you will actually see in that crack exposed wood. And what you want to do is to prevent moisture from getting into that crack and rotting it or causing decay. So what I did is, on a nice day without wind, I just took a regular candle, I lit the candle, I let it drip into the crack, and then with my thumb pushed it in to the crack that was made by the weather and filled it in. And that prevented moisture from getting into the tree. As the tree began to grow, it pushed the wax out. It created a scab. It healed itself. And today you would never know that we had a problem. So just a regular candle, push that wax in there nice and tight, and it will keep the moisture out. If you take the black tree paint, then you've got this black stripe that's on the trunk of your tree, and it's there almost forever, and it just doesn't look nice when you have a beautiful manicured garden with a trunk that's got a black stripe of tar running down the side. The candle wax works very, very well.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. Thank you for the phone call. If we can help you, the number is 855-660-4261. Before we take a call, I want to tell you something that's going on that you probably are not aware of, and I think that you should. They're one of the largest chemical companies in the United States is called Monsanto. And Monsanto makes Roundup. And what Monsanto is doing is they are trying to produce genetically altered seed. And a genetically altered seed is a seed that once it's planted, it will not be able to produce a viable seed for the future. So the seeds are sterile. And this is a way that Monsanto can sell more seed. Well, they have teamed up with the Democratic Congress. They have teamed up with the chairperson for the Senate of Agriculture. Her name is Barbara Mikulski. And she, along with Monsanto, have rewritten a law that has changed the Constitution for the farming industry. And in time, it will change the way that you garden. And what it says is that Monsanto, along with a few other companies, have the right to produce genetically altered seed, and you have no say. A farmer that buys this genetically altered seed has to follow the rules by Monsanto. And if you are a farmer that lives next door and you are using a standard seed that you, your father, your grandfather, all of the hybrids that you've been using for years and years, if the pollen from the Monsanto genetically altered seed gets on your plant, then you have to pay Monsanto for that crop, because you're using a seed that has their pollen in it. This is a bad situation, and it's something that Obama is going to sign. And if you want to eliminate genetically altered seed and prevent it from getting into the farming industry, which will increase the price of your food, it will increase the price of the meat and dairy and poultry, because they will be eating genetically altered grains, then you need to send a note to the White House, to your local congressman and senator, to say, do not sign this bill. If you go on the internet and you type in Monsanto teams up with Congress, and if you type in genetically altered seed, you will not believe all the information. So if you like to garden organically and this bill is passed, you may not be able to buy organic seeds or heirloom seeds in the future because of Monsanto. If this passes, the way that you can fight them is not to buy Roundup, buy their competition. But you got to make some calls. You got to write and let your local senator, your congressman know that you are not happy with the Monsanto bill that will change farming like you cannot believe. Okay? Do it. And do your research. Go on the internet and read about Monsanto and genetically altered seeds. It's going to change the farming industry and the way that you garden in your vegetable garden, because there will be no more organic seeds available due to Monsanto. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from New Hampshire with a question about ferns.
Good morning, Mark. How can we help you with your ferns today?
Bill, well, thanks for the heads up on Monsanto. I had a question about removing ferns from a planting bed, because I've tried a couple times to pull them out, and it was like they multiplied rather than getting them out. So I was wondering what's a good method to take them out.
Okay. If you want to get the ferns out now, is this a wet area or is it a dry garden?
It's fairly dry. I mean, it's in exposed light, so I wouldn't say it's super dry, but it's drier than probably more so than wet.
Okay, and are these ferns that have come in naturally or have you planted them?
They came in naturally because they were on the edge, and then they've sort of extended into my garden now, where I'm I sort of have an ornamental garden, and they've kind of come into that area, so I want to remove as many as I can, get them back okay. to where they were.
The first thing I would do is I would till the garden and rake as much of it up as possible, and then once they come up, treat with clean.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gun Club, we were talking with Mark about ferns becoming a problem in the garden. And I'll tell you, if you go to my website, Mark, paulparent.com, on the bottom is a brand new gardening tool that is great to cultivate and weed between shrubs and trees in your garden bed. So what you've got to do is you've got to break them up.
Okay.
And then rake them up. It's a tool called a turbo tiller, and it fits on your drill. And you can use either a cordless drill or an electric drill. It's about 6 inches in diameter, a series of prongs, and you just press on the drill, and it digs up the ground and cultivates it. Pull up the ferns.
Okay.
Now, if you see that the ferns come back up, there's two things that you can do. Phase one would be to cultivate the ground again, put down some landscape fabric, and then some bark mulch.
Okay.
Or you can put down compost, depending on what texture and color you like. You can put pine needles. You can put seaweed. But the landscape fabric will prevent the ferns from coming through. The other way would be to use a non-selective weed killer, and the one that I recommend is called Cleanup, K-L-E-E-N-U-P, and Cleanup is the generic version of Roundup. It's not made by Monsanto. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And the thing that you'll find is it is double the strength of Roundup and half the price because it's generic, just like medicine that you buy at the drugstore. And this cleanup will kill the fern. So the first step, till up the ground. And, you know, a rototiller can be big, it can be clumsy, it can create damage. Take a look at this Garden Turbo on the website.
Okay.
There's three different models. They're inexpensive. You can use them in small areas and dig up all of the ferns, clean up the roots, and then put down your mulch, do your plantings, and you should be in great shape.
Okay. What about the weed killer? Once you put it down, how long is it till you can put new things in?
Okay, now you want to put down a weed killer for the lawn or for the garden?
For the ferns, if I decide to use the to kill for the ferns, the cleanup.
Okay, what you do is this. If you've killed all the ferns and you want to plant, then you can put down a granular product that will prevent seeds from germinating and coming up, similar to your step one. So like a step one for your lawn is a fertilizer and a crabgrass preventer.
Yep.
So what happens is it creates a barrier or a skin on the ground, and any seeds that are there will not be able to germinate, and that will eliminate a lot of weeds. Now, Bonide has just come out with a brand new product that you can use in the garden that is not a fertilizer. It's strictly a seed preventer.
Okay.
So you plant your tomatoes, you plant your peppers, you plant your carrots, and once everything is up, you want to keep the weeds out so that you would broadcast this product in between the rows of your vegetables, and it will create a skin or a barrier on the surface of the soil, preventing any weeds like chickweed and all of your grasses from coming up. And it will work very, very well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I thank you, and you have a great Easter.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For the call. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next? Oh, we're coming up to the top of the hour. If we can help you, give us a call. It is 855-660-4261. We'll be back right after your local news, weather, and sports. And then we'll continue to get you excited and prepared for the new gardening season. April is Monday, and it's time for us to enjoy the yard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.